B2HXS mobile listening.
4HHC.
HHC, KB2HXS. Name here is Dave.
I didn't recognize the call. Are you in the area or where are you located? Over.
Currently mobile in the Spartanburg area, but I do live in Greer. We moved up here, it'll be 2 years in August out of Florida. So I'm a halfback. The two call comes from Long Island. Sorry about that.
Nothing to apologize for. But my name is Warren, Whiskey Alpha Romeo, Romeo Echo November, and call, of course, is November 4, Hotel Charlie. So we're right in your neighboring town of Taylor's. So Greer is not too far down the road.
We moved up here, like I said, 2 years ago. Well, it'll be just about 2 years ago. And we bought a house in the old section, or I guess what they call the Blue Ridge area, right about a mile or two west of Wade Hampton on 14.
I'm kind of familiar with that area. There's a restaurant down there. I think it's Pennsylvania Avenue. Is that in the area? Over.
Know that one, but one of our favorite ones to go to is I think it's Riverside or Riverview Steakhouse down on 14 there.
Are you on the north side of Wade Hampton?
Well, it would be considered the west side. Yeah, you take 14. If you're coming through town from, if you're coming through downtown Greer towards Wade Hampton, you cross Wade Hampton and you go a couple traffic lights, and I'm up in that area.
Okay, very good. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. We've eaten there at that steak place. I hear they've changed ownership and it's supposed to be pretty good right now. So that's good. My sister and her husband live not too far off of 14. That stop, I think it would be actually the second stoplight after you cross Wade Hampton on 14. You would turn right at the second stoplight over.
Yeah, that would be Country Club Road.
You live, you go all the way to the next intersection, which is a three-way, because I don't think it goes across to a four-way, but they live over in that area, over.
Oh, yeah, that's, oh my gosh, what road is that? That's Gap Creek. And if you go left, I think there's a high school over there. And if you go right, it's where the golf course is. They're building a new development over there.
All right. In fact, I saw that. I think we were over Easter. And I could see where they're making progress over there.
They're building a new development on 14, and they're also doing one over by the golf course, right across from the golf course. And I don't know if the golf course owns that or I have no idea, but, man, they're building everywhere.
That, building everywhere. We're in a more settled, it's definitely not new construction area of Taylor's. So we would be on the east side of Wade Hampton, just off of East Lee. So I don't know if you're familiar with East and West Lee Street. Over.
Well, my buddy Jimmy lives over there. N4MMW lives over that way somewhere. I think he's off of Main Street. If you take Wade Hampton down, you make the left on Main Street, and he's back in that section.
So are you talking about the actual, like, town of Taylor's? Over.
Yeah. If you go south on 29, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. There's a restaurant on the right, and there's another road that comes. I don't know the road names yet, but you take a left turn onto Main Street right before the traffic light there, and it takes you around a little bit underneath the train tracks and all that, and when you cross it, you go down a couple of streets, you cross the train tracks, he's in that neighborhood back there.
Very good. I'm not sure I'm following where, but one thing for sure is it can't be too far away. Over.
Oh, no. If you're in the older section, that's probably where you are. You're off of Brushy Creek, somewhere over that way, right?
Creek is, I don't know, it's probably 3 miles, maybe 3 miles away.
Yeah, it's about right. You're probably in a similar neighborhood. Jimmy likes to sandbag on here a little bit. I bet if I called him a couple times, he'd probably show up.
I'm not sure where I found this information, but I did a search for all the ham operators in my grid square, and I could not believe all the ham operators in my grid square. Over.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us out here, and there's new ones, new licensees coming on all the time. It's nice to finally see the hobby get a little use, you know. And this particular repeater is a group of good guys on here, and it gets used quite a bit, especially during the week. I made quite a few good acquaintances on here.
There's some real swell guys here, so got a good group of friends. I help out every month with the testing at the Red Cross building, and been doing that, I don't know, at least 10 years now. So I've really enjoyed that. Get to meet new people and find out what their interests are and answer some of their questions, and even helped mentor a few. So it's been a great, great time helping them with the testing over there. This is N4HHC.
HXS. Yeah, I got to get my butt over there, and I got to get my extra. I currently have my general ticket, and I got that 20 years ago. And I know they did away with advance now, right?
The only people with advanced license are the ones that had it when they did away with it. Of course, they're still advanced. So I got my general and advanced when you had to go to the FCC office and take the test. Over.
And I got my general ticket down in down in Florida. And that was when you still had to do the 10 words a minute. And I actually passed it. I couldn't believe it. But it was good because I was driving a truck back then, and I had a low band rig in the truck, so I was able to talk on 20 meters.
Yeah, I think you had, I think it was 13 words a minute for general. I think that's right. And it was 20 for extra. Yeah, so... Yeah, when I got my extra class, you had to do the 20 words a minute. I'm working on it a little bit to bring it back into the brain, but I got to be a little more faithful at it, I guess. I just got the supper call. Great to meet you. I think it was Dave, transplant from up north. So 73s, and thanks for the QSO. This is N4HHC.
You're right, Warren. It was 13 words a minute. I was wrong. I don't know why I got 10 words a minute stuck, but yes. And N4H, oh my gosh, HCC, KB2HXS. Warren, 73, good to make your acquaintance.